Blog Talk Radio.
This is the second lesson in a series titled The 12 Disciples. It is an esoteric study of Jesus and the 12 disciples from the basis that Jesus and the 12 disciples are you, and the 12 disciplines are functions of your mind. This particular lesson is titled Developing Right Hearing and Rock Faith. It is an esoteric study of the first disciple called by Jesus, Simon Peter. And Simon Peter is the first disciple called by Jesus, the God-conscious mind, the mastermind. And it is rather well that I repeat some introductory remarks concerning the meanings that we are dealing with in this lesson and this series. For when we say Jesus, we're not talking about a theological figure or a historical figure as such. But to us, Jesus is the God-conscious mind in man. That God-conscious mind in man, whereby man knows who and what he is in God, and who and what God is in him. Jesus is the mastermind in man. The mind which is master of itself, and therefore is master of all of its disciples, or disciplines, or functions, our attributes, master of all that concerns it, master of all of its affairs. Simon Peter is the first disciple called by Jesus, the God-conscious mind. Later, Simon is surnamed Peter. Simon means hearing, and Peter is translated from the Koine Greek term in the New Testament, Petros, which means a rock, a massive rock. So then, in esoteric science, the quality, the faculty represented by the disciple Simon Peter is the faculty of hearing, the faculty of the inner ear, which is disciplined or discipled to hear God, to hear good, to hear the Word of God, the Word of good, and nothing but the Word of God, the Word of good, and thereby develops rock faith. Let me hear all of you say rock faith. Ladies and gentlemen, the faculty of your inner ear must become disciplined to hear God, to hear the I am God, and beside me there is none else. The faculty of your inner ear must be disciplined to hear the Word of God, the Word of good, and nothing but that. It must be trained. And this is the meaning of Jesus calling Simon. And it was not until later that Simon was also called Simon Peter. The rock, a massive rock, rock faith, unmovable self-confidence. This tells you something. The way to develop faith, rock faith, the way to develop unmovable self-confidence is to listen to the Word of God, the Word of good, with the inner ear, and nothing but the Word of God, the Word of good, with the inner ear. Simon, the disciplined hearing, the spiritually trained inner ear, will not listen to the opinions of the world or the reports of the material senses. Simon listens only to the word of God, the word of good, the word of truth, until he becomes Peter, a massive rock. Rock faith, unmovable faith in I am, unshakable self-confidence based upon the knowledge I am God, and beside me there is none else. Simon, this disciplined quality of mind, receives the keys to the kingdom after discovering I am to be the Christ. Let us read now an incident between Jesus, the God-conscious mind, and the disciple Peter, the disciple Simon, rather, at this point, from St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. The 13th through the 19th verses. When Jesus came into the borders of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you, rock faith, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." It's very interesting, this encounter between Jesus and Simon Peter, the disciplined inner ear, which has developed rock faith because it has been listening to the word of God, to the word of good, to the one cause, to the one power, which is I am. Notice the mastermind was really questioning all of the disciplines of his mind. You see, all of the functions and the disciplines of your mind must come to know I am. Meaning that all of the functions and disciplines of your mind, the 12 disciples, your 12 disciples, every one of them must come to know the one cause, the one power, the one reality, which is I am, awareness of being. And so here the mastermind is cross-examining the disciplines, the functions of his mind, his disciples, and throws them a question. What is the world saying about I am? In other words, what is the world saying about what cause is, what power is? You know, the world has many causes for what goes on in the world. But you see, when we know I am, we know that there's only one cause. The world has many causes, but in the kingdom of God, there's only one cause, and that's I.
This is Hindsight Radio.
I represent it.
The information station changing the nation.
We got the Refugees All-Stars, Rubber Dubbin in the club, Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Roswell. little crazy.
Look at here, look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cat talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Quiet as a kept, they ain't even his bin. She spends his Franklin's hit the malls with a friend. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funk Master, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E. E, get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be mad cause you broke. Let me clear my throat. John Forte, grab the mic and don't sway it this way.
I'm more than just a rhymer, you still a small timer. Hoping at the game, treat that ass a little kinder. Every step tangoed, yo beef don't concern me. I'm eating mangoes in Trinidad with attorneys. Ooh, yeah. My boots slang flow worldwide like a current. Went to every spot where nobody got insurance. Rubber do the math, you ain't half the exotic. My man swing true, you forget about it. Ho-ho, just a new stance, like my influence. Well recognized, you a lie trying to do it. Got you told your lady, oops, we nuts, baby. Moving charismatic, automatic, you gon' save me. God bless the dead as my son survive. We strive to teach you, baby, and stay alive.
Refugee camp, nice baby, jump for his day. Can't watch your lady.
Watch your lady, yeah.
All right.
That's real, baby.
Yo. You got more than a dollar in your pocket right now.
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man, a businessman. Condos down the shore, multi-million pension plan, but it ain't in my plan to make moves without the fan. No, can you it intact? Your class through the track, John, play the Mac, while I pay the tax. Business as usual, watching suspects, still my assets get cut with she lets. We built this concept, connect right 9x. Drinks at the bar, my American Express.
You cook up the copper, pull up, then my cup up, you. Who's calling bluff? Now you shook up, cause you lock up, man, I love up, you. Who's calling bluff?
Hey, yo, John is chillin', dirty cat dealin'. What more can I say? We livin', that's what we got it good.
Live at the carnival, 9-7 till infinity, high, refugee all-star, can't stop the shining, can't stop the shining, can't stop the shining, can't stop the shining, you wanna stop the shining, you wanna stop the shining, you wanna stop the shining.
Couldn't wait to see this. Nobody's been much longer waited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street. And I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order. With mathematics, put your status above the average. And help your rappers make paragraphs with graphics. Cause new days is dawning, new ways of performing. Brainstorming, I write and watch the night turn the morning. On and on and I got the whole world responding. Rock, I keep it hot, blow the spot without warning. The emperor, well known for inventing a sentence. Full of adventure, turning up the temperature. Rush with adrenaline. How long has it been again to be in a state of mind that Rakim is in?
It's been a long time. Rakim, the microphone solo. It's been a long time. Rakim.
When I'm out popping, either hanging or shopping. People see me stopping, ask me when the album dropping. The wait is over. Information like a soldier, like I told you. Greater, stronger. Now that I'm older, I broke a code of silence with overloads of talent. My only challenge is not to explode in violence. I'm Asiatic, and blazing microphones a habit. At least once during the course of a day, it's automatic and ghetto apparel. Mind of an Egyptian pharaoh, far from shallow. Thoughts travel like an arrow. A law's monotony. So far, they can't stop me. You know, raw on property like Omar Gaddafi. More thoughts than Bible recital, taught disciple. A sword off mic, so words scatter like a rifle. Thoughts are trifle. I'm busting these for you. Hey yo, technical difficulties is through.
It's been a long time. Rocking the microphone solo. It's been a long time. Rocking the microphone solo. It's been a long time. Rocking the microphone solo. It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
When I flow at night, I show them new heights. I go to right. They know I strike with prototypes to blow the mic. Critics and biters don't know where my source of light is. Still leave authors and writers with arthritis. Curse kids like the pyramids when they found the style. First to ever let a rhyme flow down the now. The rebirth for hip pop or be dropped now, cause the crowd didn't hear the original in the wild. So be alarmed, what you about to see is a bomb, like 3D and arm, vivid like CD-ROM, info kept like internet.com. My notebooks, my bond like the Holy Quran, since I came in the door, said it before. But no, I ain't down with Eric B no more. At night, the open mic be inviting me to rhyme, so yo, I'm online, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Rocking the microphone solo with
this. It's been a long time.
Rocking the microphone solo with
this. It's been a long time.
Everybody, thanks for listening to Hindsight Radio, the information station, Change the Nation. You're listening to your host, Akeem L., and this is the True Tuesday Show. I hope everybody's doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Life is good. You know, with all of this shutdowns and stay-at-home orders they're giving out, the world seems a lot quieter. You know, people are telling me, you know, I'm kind of liking this stay-at-home stuff. You know, I was talking to an old friend from my childhood. We grew up together. You know, we lived right across the street from each other. She works in the healthcare industry. And she was like, she was thankful. She was ecstatic because she was saying she needed a break. You know, she was happy. I told y'all that y'all asked for this break. Listen, some of y'all asked for the break and are happy with it. Some asked for the break and are not happy with it because you're not making the money that you normally would be making because you may, it's called some financial hardship, you know. So, but doesn't change the fact that you asked for this break. And guess what? The I Am, the God Mind, answered the call and gave it to you. You got it. Now, the question is, what you going to do with it? That's the question. What you going to do with it? Are you going to squander this time and worry about what's going to happen? Are you going to use this time wisely and rely on God? And when I say God, I'm not talking about God up in the sky coming down to swoop in and save you, save the day. No, I'm talking about the God in you, the Christ mind, the mastermind. Because that's what we all are striving for, you know, whether you know it or not. You were put here, you came here, you chose to be here, so that you can master yourself, so that you can know yourself, know thyself, and know that you are the I Am. You are the Christ that you're looking for. And I'm going to prove that tonight. You know, the theologians have said that Christ is coming back to save you. Some believe in a rapture. Some believe you're going to see him up in the clouds. You know, this, you know, you go to different schools of thought and, you know, they got some form of a savior. But tonight we're going to figure out who that savior really is. Who is he? Who is she? You know, I suggest there's a online. It's the Gospel of the Essenes. It's a PDF. Read it. It'll open your mind up. It'll give you a different perspective of God because we always refer to God as a him. But when I look at nature and I look at how the female interacts with her children, one that cares and loves her children and loves her family, the woman will do anything. Even laid out her life for her family, her children. The righteous woman, the God-mind woman, because all beings have come through her. They have come through the portal, the womb portal, the divine portal into this world through the woman. So if you want to look at it from a purely evidential point of view, all men, women, child, everybody has come through that portal, through that divine portal of the woman. Even the Christ. So when you look at the Bible as we know it today, it plays down the role of the woman to a very, you know, low standard. She's uplifted in some scriptures, but they put the man in front of her. But yet, she has been given and ordained with the major responsibility of bringing forth God's children. So what is the man's role? The man's role is to protect that divine woman, the divine portal. That every being that comes here to this 3D dimension comes through healthy. So the woman must pick the right mate, a divine partner to make that happen. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to talk about something else. Today is April 7th, and today is the day, you know, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and today is the day that they celebrate the memorial of Christ Jesus. Today is that day. And the official, you know, the world from the world mind, they will be celebrating this coming Sunday. It's always somewhere on a Sunday, Palm Sunday. I don't know. I wasn't raised that way. But I know it's always on a Sunday. But the actual official calendar, tonight's the night, before sundown is when he did the festival of the unleavened bread. Yes, it's 7 days, but then the final day was the day before, what they call the Passover. So I'm going to read from that. And I'm going to read in this text from the Bible and show you, because we've been talking about trust, the covenants, and things like this. And this is one of the biggest trusts there is until the other trust comes. The other covenants come into play. So, but I'm going to be taking you through the Bible. Then I have my own, I've always told you guys, get this book, the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, because it gives you the metaphysical definitions of words and gives you a different perspective, you know, who Christ is and who you are. What are you really looking for? But in the Christ story, they talk about blood, they talk about bread. So let's talk about these things. But first, I want to start off before the supper itself. It said here in Luke chapter 22, verses 3. I'm going to be reading all the way through until I get to that part. So here we go. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police and how he might betray him to them. So it says Satan entered into Judas, right? Entered. So I can guess what that means. So let's go to my book, the esoteric book, where it talks about. And let's look up Satan. Who is Satan? You know, we've been taught to believe that Satan is this guy running around, this angel, fallen angel, just trying to deceive everybody into doing wrong. You know, and then you follow his lead, you will be punished for it. So kind of catch 22 situation, you know. Satan, matter, the metaphysical meaning, this deceiving phase of mind in man that has fixed ideas in opposition to truth. Satan assumes various forms in man's consciousness, among which may be mentioned egotism, a puffing up of the personality, and the opposite of this, self-depreciation, which admits the accuser into the consciousness. The accuser makes man believe that he is inherently evil. Satan is the devil, a state of mind formed by man's personal ideas of his power and completeness and sufficiency apart from man. So on the physical level, Judas represents a betrayer. And they said, since Satan entered his mind and caused him to betray Christ, to go and get some money in exchange for deception. So, but on a metaphysical level, who is this devil? Who is this Satan? It is that other part of your mind that deceives you into believing that you are less than divinity. That causes you to think less of yourself. See, God sees you one way, as his creation, perfectly made, a divine manifestation of his wonderful works. So when you have an idea that's contrary to that, you've allowed the devil, the Satan, to enter into your mind and accuse the God mind of being wrong about you. You see? When you have that oppositional thought that you are bad, you have problems, you need to be fixed, something is wrong with you, or the devil, Satan, is the same as when people come to you and give you negative ideas about yourself. So, what I'm telling you today is you must cast out, you must rebuke that devil, that Satan, the thoughts in your mind. Stop looking for Satan and devil outside of you. Because it said, that thought, when it said Satan entered into the mind of Judas, the thought entered into the mind of Judas to deceive, to betray, to get blood money. Later on, you're going to see how significant this blood really is. So there you go. That's Satan. Right? Remember, Satan is, on a metaphysical level, is your thoughts. Oppositional thinking, oppositional thoughts, negative thinking. What else is Satan? Let me go a little deeper than that. Right now, COVID-19 is Satan. Coronavirus is Satan. And all of the stories about it is Satan. So what do you have to do with these thoughts? You have to cast that out. Don't think about it. I'm not saying put your head up under a rock. For the most part, I can guarantee you, most people on this phone listening to me on this call or this show, listen to me, do not really know anyone personally that's sick from this virus. You might know of someone telling you, oh, my buddy is sick, my this, that, and this and that. I was talking to someone, they said, oh, I know somebody that died from it. And then when I probed them, they didn't know. It was someone else who said someone else died. Then when I probed them even further, I said, well, did they do an autopsy? No, they just, because they had these symptoms, then boom, they died from that. Mind you, they had a whole little side. They were on heart medications and all kinds of crap. So we got to stop buying into what the world wants you to think about. The world wants you to forget about that this night, this day, is the new age coming. A good age. The age of awakening, enlightenment, where people will be awakened. See, what's happening right now is the separation of the dead and the living. And when I say dead and living, I mean the consciously dead into consciously living. People are waking up. They are coming out of that sleep. The more they sit home, the more they're going to realize, wait the hell. I have went to school, got all this education paid. I'm still paying student loans. And this government just told me I got to stay home. Because we got this virus out here that's claimed about, let's say, conservatively 80,000 lives worldwide, which is about 50,000 deaths less than the actual flu virus this year. So COVID-19 has claimed less lives than a whole bunch of other things this year. Abortion alone has claimed 11 million lives. Abortion. The flu symptoms this year have claimed around 129,000 from January 1st into now. Worldwide. And the numbers keep going on and on. You see? So, we got to get out of the oppositional thinking. We got to get out of connecting with all of these negatives, this negative talk. Right now, we need to focus on living. See, if they want to report something, report 254,000 people have recovered. They don't report it that way. They report the lower number. These are the deaths. And why do they want to put death in your mind at this time of the year? When you're supposed to be in a joyful mode, spring is coming in, summer is coming. Life coming back to the planet or this side of the planet, they want to put death in your mind. But the only death you need to be concentrating on is killing and that devilish thinking, that Satan thoughts. That's the only death that you need to be concentrating on. Killing and dying out of all of the negative things that's inside of you, getting that out of you. So let's keep going. So he went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray him to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray him to them with no crowd, when no crowd was present. So Judas created a trust with the priest to be paid, to be compensated, to betray the Christ. To betray the God mind, the Christ, the divine mind, the mastermind. That's what he did. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Unleavened bread. Let's look at that. Let's look at unleavened. Unleavened. Why are we using unleavened? Well, when I grew up, the teachers there told me unleavened because God, you know, Christ was perfect. He was a perfect man, and we needed unleavened bread without the yeast and, you know, unadulterated. So, let's see. Unleavened. It's not in my book. I kind of didn't look this one up. I'm kind of on the fly with this word, unleavened, but it's not in here. But I'm sure, let's look at. Let's see something else. Kind of not on script here. See, I'll sit there and I'll study, and then when I get to teaching, the Spirit moves me in different directions. But the study is necessary in order for me to open up that portal, that divine portal into my mind so that I can get this information out there. All right. So, according to the metaphysical book, bread represents universal substance. Breaking of bread, the stirring into action in consciousness of the inner substance of spirit, and the concentrating of mind upon it as the real possession. Then they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, all who had attained realization of the inner substance will testify to the gladness with which it is appropriated in the consciousness. All outward pleasures give way to the inner light of the Holy Spirit when it begins to shed its rays in the heart. So bread represents inner substance. Okay. According to the text, bread would represents, Christ's body, which represents a trust. And I'll break that down a little further. So leavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare the Passover meal for us that we may eat. They asked them, where do you want us to make preparations for it? Listen, he said to them, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Now, he's talking about a large room upstairs, right? Oh, what does the large room upstairs represent? The higher consciousness of the mind. They're going up to do to the next level of understanding. Because there, Christ breaks down some truths to them, right? So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So he's saying he was eager because he's about to suffer. What is suffering? You know, one of the things that church, I know when I went to the Kingdom Hall, that's our church or their church, they believe in suffering. But see, they had a different view. I would say I don't agree with their view of suffering. Suffering is you're supposed to be broke. It's okay. Money isn't everything. But suffering on a metaphysical and a spiritual level is you have this knowledge, you have this divine information, and you're trying to share it with the world, and they're not getting it. And some of them are just not plain accepting it, especially when it comes to your friends and family. And the suffering is this, that you would be accused of right now. A lot of people call you a conspiracy theorist. Oh, why? The government wouldn't do this. The government wouldn't do that. So you're sitting here and you know that what you're saying is the truth, but no one is accepting it. So you're kind of all alone in this thing. That's the biggest complaint I get from people. Man, I know these truths and nobody's listening. And I always remind them, your job is just to speak on it. Whether they listen is not your burden. It's not your job. Remember, Jonah's job was to teach or tell the message to the people of Nineveh that God was going to take them out for their bad deeds. But he knew in his heart that, hey, these people are hard. They're not going to listen. So he went and did something else. But that wasn't his burden. His burden was only to tell, to teach. Everyone listening, everyone in this world has a divine ordained thing to do or commission to do. The difference between some people that are doing it and not, it's just that the people that are doing it has accepted the call. See, you have to go into the contract. You have to sign that contract, go into the trust and do it. See, some people by name is beneficiary, but will never receive the benefits of that trust because they haven't adopted the trust. They haven't accepted. They haven't consented to the trust. We all have a plan. We all have a commission. There's nothing more special about me than the other person. There's no pastor that's more special than you. There's no prophet that's more special than you. Even Jesus told his own disciples that greater things they will do than he, who was sent as an example, said that. So let's keep going. All right. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. Remember, he took the cup and he gave thanks. Right? Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. But I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. So he took the cup, which was the wine, and they divided amongst themselves. But he said he wouldn't take it until the kingdom of God came. Right? For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave thanks again. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Okay. So he gave the bread, which is the body. He did the bread before the wine. So let's put that in trust terms, what I've been showing you guys. You got to create the body of the trust first before you take the cup. So what did he do? He said, here it is. This is the bread, the body. The body of your trust must be connected to the Christ mind. Then he offered the wine. What does blood represent? The law. There it is. See, there was a, well, people say, oh, blood, that's cannibalism. But no, this is all symbolism. This is not cannibalism. Not being a cannibal. It's symbolism. And it's all symbolism according to this trust I've been talking about. These trusts you guys need to set up. By the way, mine is ready, and I have some more stuff. Every time I get something done, something else comes. Okay. Where is it? Blood. According to the Black's Law Dictionary, third edition, blood is kindred, consanguinity, family relationship, relation by descent, from a common ancestor. One person is of the blood of another when they are related by lineal descent or collateral kinship. So by taking the cup, the blood, you're becoming connected to the Christ, to the trust. You're becoming a beneficiary of that trust. That's what he was doing for his disciples. Here, take these things. Do these. And do this in remembrance of me yearly. To remember this covenant that I'm setting up, or I have set up. Okay? Keep going. A person may be said to be of the blood of another who has any, however small, a portion of the blood derived from a common ancestor. All persons are of the blood of an ancestor who may, in the absence of other nearer heirs, take by descent from that ancestor. So, what? And you hear this, you go into Revelation, is Christ covenant, a contract. And by them doing this ritual, they became ears. They became one blood with Christ. That's what was happening at that meal. All right? And that was it. That's all I wanted to do on the scripture. But now let's go look at the Christ definition in the Esoterical Dictionary. Now, I'm only covering a fraction of what I went over, you know. So I'm going to have to do this another time, David, maybe next week, whenever the Spirit moves me. All right, Christ, let's go. What is Christ? And I started off telling you what Christ was. But let's see what it says, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Right? Yes, blood is life, somebody put in the chat. Right. It is. That's why you have to create that trust. With the body of Christ, the Christ mind in it. Have to have the mind of Christ. Okay. Chosen Christ. Christ. The metaphysical definition is what? Christ is the divine idea man. Jesus is the name that represents an individual expression. You hear that word? Expression of the Christ idea. Expression of the trust idea. Okay? Jesus Christ is the form of the name and is commonly applied to the man of Galilee who demonstrated perfection. Christ Jesus is the idea that is being expressed by men as a result of their faith in and understanding of the truth. So, this just came to me. So when you're creating your trust with the Christ mind, the body of Christ, are keeping yourself from hell. Remember when I read the definition of hell in law? Right? What was the definition of hell? If anybody can remember that, let's go to it. Let's go back to this dictionary. Black's Law Dictionary, third edition. I did it some time ago. Some of y'all might have missed it. Hell. The name formerly given to a place under the Exchequer Chamber where the king's debtors were confined. Oh. So when I created trust with the Christ mind, the body of Christ, the consciousness, the mastermind, I'm keeping myself from the hell, from death. I'm removing myself. And I have nothing to do with that in legis, that straw man that they want you to connect with. Because that straw man is destined to go to hell. That straw man could never partake in the kingdom of heaven. Never. So you must leave it alone. That's where the scripture comes in. Gives Caesar things to Caesar, and God saves to God. All right, let's keep reading on this Christ here. All right. Christ is the only begotten Son of God, or the one complete idea of perfect man in the divine mind. He is the embodiment of all divine ideas, such as intelligence, life, love, substance, and strength. In the architect's mind, there may be one masterpiece, but that masterpiece is the sum of all the beautiful ideas that have come to his mind. This Christ, or perfect man idea existing eternally in divine mind, is the true spiritual higher self of every individual. Did you hear that? The Christ mind is the true spiritual higher self of every individual. So that means everyone has a higher self. For the part, people are connected with the lower self. So what are you striving for? The higher self. On a spiritual level. But on a commerce level, you must set up a trust with the higher consciousness of God. The God in you. The divine mind. This is the only thing that's going to protect you from what is to come. Going to get shaken. For sure. But if you have the higher consciousness of Christ and you're operating on a higher vibration, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to just be a spectator with your popcorn, watching all these things play out. Yes, you will see people that you love suffer because they do not know who they really are. And when you gave them the opportunity to understand or overstand, they ignored you, didn't take you seriously. I got people calling me now. Yo, man, you did say something about that. Yes, I did. But you know what, brother, sister? I don't have time to talk to you anymore because I'm over here showing up my house. But I'll point you in the right direction. Go open up that Bible, do something, go pray, you know, in your secret room. That's where I'm going. All right? Each of us has within him the Christ, just as Jesus had, and we must look within to recognize and realize our sonship, our divine origin and birth. By continually unifying ourselves with the highest by our thoughts and words, we too shall become sons of God, manifest. Now, that's what I'm talking about. We must always be trying to manifest good deeds, good words, good thoughts, higher thoughts. Because if all of us got together as one and agreed and ignored this whole don't let this virus thing get into our consciousness, we can change things. But the reason why it keeps going, because people believe in it. But I also see a mass of people who don't believe in it. And because of that, things will change. Because the consciousness of people are waking up. They have no choice but to see the truth right in front of their face. So, once they understand and make this connection that I'm showing you guys, how to use your thoughts, your mind, continually put it on positive things, the higher consciousness, start with the spiritual, then work your way down. Start with the higher thoughts. Always start there. Put forth the kingdom first. Then all these things will be added to. What does that mean? Put forth the kingdom thoughts, the mastermind thoughts, the divinity thoughts first. Then all these things that will be added to you. Listen, by no means that I'm not sitting here trying to act like I'm imperfect in this and that I don't falter in my thoughts, that the devil or Satan thoughts don't enter into my mind. They do show up. Because even didn't the devil show up to Christ when he was fasting after he got baptized? But he rebuked him. That's just to show you that those devilish thoughts will show up. Those satanic thoughts will show up. But you got to recognize them and rebuke them. One day I'll break down those three, with those three represented that came. The three offers that the three contracts that the devil mind tried to create with the Christ mind. So, the cosmic man or grand man of the universe, often referred to by religious mystics, is the Christ. And the Christ is the higher self of man. And I want to include women here. The Christ is the higher self of man and woman. Thus, a seemingly great mystery is reduced to simple numbers. We do not realize the nearness of this cosmic man because we have not found our real selves. Jesus Christ educated his followers to discern the real man. He taught that there is a power in man that gives him authority over the things of the world. This principle is the higher self, the spiritual man, the Christ. If we would succeed, we must bring forth the principle. It gives dominion and mastery. Spiritual perception reveals to us that we are not persons, but factors in the cosmic mind. Did y'all catch that? Spiritual perception reveals to us that we are not persons. The spirit, the divine self, are not persons. See, the government has made you persons. And because you have accepted that title, you have received payment for the afflictions of accepting that person title. So you must shake off that title of person. You are not a person. Under spiritual law, You are divine created beings. Reveal yourself to yourselves by affirming, I am the Christ, Son of the living God. Or, I am the Christ, daughters of the living God. Look at yourself not as flesh and blood, but as spirit. Jesus Christ affirmed his true self and the Father acknowledged him. The reason for the limited comprehension and the power of ordinary man is found in fact that he sees the world about him as under martial law. And agreeing with it, he makes himself part of it. Let me read that again. The reasons for the limited comprehension and the power of the ordinary man is found in the fact that he sees the world about him as under material law. And agreeing with it, he makes himself part of it. So what are you saying? I said martial, but material law. We see everything physically. And we accept what we see. We watch the news. We accept what these people say. That COVID-19 is coming to get you. I rebuke that devilish thought. No, it's not coming to get you. If you believe in that, I don't believe in that. And I won't accept that. You know, on one hand, people go to church and they believe Christ did all these healings and all of this stuff. And then you have the preachers that lay hands and do all the healing. Where are they? See, the truth is being revealed right now. On a world scale, people are going to recognize that their preacher is a fake, that their pastor is a fake. Because if we need them, if anything, right now, we need all of those healing hand preachers and pastors. Let's get rid of this. Where y'all at? You know? In my clubbing days, the pastor should be saying, where the party at? And be ready. You see? Nah. They on. I've seen a couple of them on Facebook. Yo, I'm doing church and this and that, da, 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 but ain't none of them talking about healing nobody. Because the only healing that can be happened is first you have to get to the mind and understand that the mind controls everything. So everything we're seeing in this world physically came from a thought. It originated from the I am. And finally, to end this lesson, let's go John chapter 1:1. Many of you guys know what that is. And we'll break this down again. Y'all got questions, I'll take your call. If you don't, I'm getting off. And I'm going to say goodnight. And I'm going to go back into meditation. John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Right? Now, if you look at these scriptures, the Word is spelled with a capital W-O-R-D. Listen very closely. I'm about to drop it on you. Then it said, and the Word, capital W-O-R-D, was with God, capital G-O-D. And the Word, again, capital W-O-R-D, was God, capital G-O-D. I'm going to read all the way through it, then I'm going to go back and break it down step by step. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into the being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Okay. So, beginning that scripture said, in the beginning was the Word. What is the Word? Now, you know, different interpretations, you know, on a physical level, they price, whatever. There's many interpretations of this. But let's talk about the interpretations that I'm trying to bring you today. In the beginning was your name. Okay, let's just read it this way. In the beginning was your name, which was the Word. So that name needs to be Say, my name is Akeem, capital A, and everything else lowercase. And Akeem was with God. Hang on. It's crazy.
I'm sorry, y'all. Just as I was about to break that down, my headphones went out. And that thing was charged. See? They're trying to get it. Stop me. All right, here we go. In the beginning was Akeem, uppercase A, K-I-E-M, lowercase. And the word, or Akeem, was with God. And Akeem was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was light, and the light was the light of all people. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So what am I trying to tell y'all here? I came across some information that put me on this path of looking at the scripture this way. Your proper name is first name, last name, upper and lower. Uppercase, like for me, is uppercase A, and the rest of the letters lowercase, and my last name, Barbara, uppercase B, lowercase. That's my proper name. Everything else is a fiction. Everything else is an illegus. That's what said the word. There's another meaning for this word. You're going to have to create a trust, which is going to be your word, so that it can be with God. And nothing can happen through it. Everything must be born out of that word. Everything's a word. Isn't that how we came into existence? By a word, came and then the word. You're going to have to do these trusts, and you need three of them. I have my three. So the reason why I brought that up, and I'm skipping over stuff for a reason. Y'all know why. Because now do some more claims. Well, at least one more claim of that name. And when you do this, it's going to shut everyone out. It's going to be like being resurrected. Because so far you have not been using your proper name. And that's all I'm going to say on that, because I know they'll cut me off if I keep talking. So, that being said, it's 8:04. I hope y'all got that lesson, that tidbit. And like I said, I had a whole lot more on that paper, and but the Spirit moved me in a whole different direction. And by the way, while I was teaching this thing, I had my wine here, and I had my unleavened bread sitting here. Because I'm definitely going to be a part of this trust. Somebody's got their hand up. I don't have many hands up. I must have did a good job. If y'all have a question, ask them now. Oh, he said the sound went down for some reason. You guys can hear me better? I'm on my headphone now. Is that better? Y'all can hear me. All right, so let's get some of these calls, see what y'all got to say. 612-458.
Hello, please. I had a question
Peace,
about...
what's going on?
Maintaining...
You trying to take me off... Wait, hold the phone. You trying to take me off topic right now? Are you checking me on topic? Is that's a yes or no? That's a yes or no. Because what I'll do is I have to wait and take you at the end. I'm going to stay on topic right now.
Yeah, maybe it might be off topic.
Yeah, it is off topic then. Let me come back to you. All right, let's keep going. 919-492.
Akeem, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I can't complain. Great show, man. Wonderful show,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
Always wonderful, man. Yo, it's a beautiful thing, though, how you, you know, how you breaking the Bible down for, you know, giving up people to understand it. I mean, in this time, too, you know, because the old way, listen, I grew up in the church myself, Baptist, bro. The old way don't work. I mean, you're stuck in the mud, like, you know, how it, back in the days, the people get stuck in quicksand, they just sit there, they don't, I mean, you know, it's like, it's not, like you said before, it's not moving forward. We just stagnant, you know what I'm saying? You could go to college for 4 years and be successful, but you could go to church for your whole life and be broke and, you know, still don't have no direction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's time for people to wake up and see, man, that if you ain't pushing, yo, the car ain't going to move, man. If you ain't pushing, the wagon ain't going to move. I mean, I don't understand why people don't believe, I don't understand that if you yourself not pushing, they wait for somebody else to come help them, like, you know, give them a boost. Where, listen, you can push yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're out there in the desert. Yo, listen, it's like you got to think about it like this. You're out there in the desert by yourself. Yo, listen, you can't wait for nobody. Whatever happens, you just got to push on. You know what I'm saying? And you know, through your persistence, it'll a way. Like they say, a way out of no way. Listen, but if you don't even try, man, you'll never find out that you can make a way out of no way if you're waiting for somebody to help you. But, you know what I'm saying, just push forward and it'll all come through, man. That's just me, man. My head, yo, I just keep moving forward no matter what. Yo, listen, I tell my man, yo, listen, you dwell on what happened. It don't matter about that, bro. Think about what you want and how you want it to be, and think about that. Don't dwell on what happened. You can't control. It's already happened. It's spilt milk, bro. Clean it up and pour another cup. Clean it up and pour another cup.
Right.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right now, that's what we're dealing with, spilt milk. The milk been spilt already. It's been smart. It's dried up and everything before all this took place, getting the effects of it now.
Right.
You know, so right now, yo, it's so much money to be made. Listen, people are paranoid right now. They want some masks. People will make some cloth masks, although the masks ain't going to do much or nothing, but they don't. To the people, they want something to cover their face. I see people at Walmart wearing all kinds of stuff, you know?
Man, I know a girl who works at Hardee's, man. She called me. You know, I do T-shirts and hats and stuff. She said, Greg, do you make masks? She said, we need some black masks at Hardee's. I said, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know how to make no mask, but I don't really get. Bro, my food truck popping. People tired of eating in the restaurant. Food truck popping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I love it, man. I mean, it ain't no. It's just, right now, this for me is just creating, you know, it's creating something for me. Because I'm popping. Yo, it's just putting me out there more so when it do pass by and the summertime come, because I had mad events planned all the way to for the next 2 or 3 months. Everything canceled right now. So, but still, people come out to the truck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just as long as the restaurants can do their drive-through, I can be out there too. So I'll be out there. I'll be trying to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
you can pull up in the neighborhood. To think about you, you could pull up to the neighborhood.
Yeah, pull up right. Yeah, I'm gonna do my neighborhood
right.
I'm gonna just go to a point like at the beginning, and I'm gonna just sit there around all the people in the neighborhood. They see my truck every day. I know they're curious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got to give them something different, because listen, people right now, for the last, how long this thing been going on with the restaurants, so you can't sit down, the distancing thing. Yo, they go to the restaurants and sit in the drive-through, call it in, sit in the drive-through. Listen, the food truck is the best thing going on. At least they can see me cooking it. They don't got to worry about your boy back there in the restaurant was scratching his ass cooking their food. I mean, you really just don't know, bro. You don't know, bro.
Right.
It's like this. People, listen, half of the people I be seeing, listen, bro, I ain't wearing no mask. Listen, half of the people walking around with these masks on, bro, they ain't washing that. They ain't take, listen, they ain't taking no bath. They ain't fucking hygienic anyway. So, listen, the mask ain't gonna do no good. But hopefully this will awaken people to clean themselves up a little more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really the problem. And listen, the people dying, listen, they've been putting this on the news now. Listen, in every place that the coronavirus is now, 70 or 80% of the people African Americans. They said New Orleans, New York, all the Wisconsin, all these different places. They're saying the most of the people who are dying are black. Get the fuck out of here. We ain't even catching it. Listen, I seen people who caught it who black who came off from it. You know what I'm saying? Recovery.
Right. They always got to keep us in a negative mindset. That's the purpose of saying that. Why do you want to say that? Oh, it's only black people dying, you know?
Yeah,
why do you
all of a sudden
that?
They're saying that now, right? Like at the beginning, it was just, yo, the total number of people. Now they're breaking it down saying the African American population is 70% of the corona deaths in such and such city and such and such. Like, get the fuck is they? Because they don't get the right medical attention, and half of them on the front line still working, and we do, like, please. Man, I think this shit right here is just a body, and they do harvesting organs, bro. They did try to do it for us so they can get our organs, but the shit reversed because they the ones who dying more than us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, listen, so, I'm just saying, in reality, I got a brother in Staten Island who says, in reality, from his point of view, he doesn't see what they say on TV. That's what he tells me. You know, but if you listen to... Even the people that claim to be on the first front line that I get hearsay information from, and I said they're coming from a place of fear. They're scared.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're making you scared because, listen, if people really think about it, right, they're giving it to you too much for them not to be putting fear in your heart. Listen, if I want you to be scared, I'm going to keep telling you the same thing. Bro, we going to do this leak, well, we might get killed. Boy, we gonna get this. We ain't gonna get killed. You know, so it's gonna make you say, "Hell no, G, I don't want to do that." You know what I'm saying? And it's like on your phone. When you put your phone on, Google pop it up for you. When you cut your TV on, ain't nothing but Corona on the radio. Corona, Corona, Corona. Man, come on, man. That Corona is a damn deal, man.
Programming you to accept fear.
Bro, I swear this morning, right? I got up kind of late this morning, but listen, I done talked to like three other people. Listen, when I looked outside this morning, right, it looked like. I know it wasn't no damn pollen, and I know it wasn't no fog. It looked like smoke, but I think they spraying the shit at night, man. I just think they spraying some shit in the air, man, or something. I don't know. I know they doing
something. That could
be.
Yeah.
Yo,
we got to stay focused on our goals.
Right.
You know that's
focused on you.
To stay focused on what you play, you know?
Right.
You know, that you want to happen. You know, last month, March, I met my goal for the month. And I made another goal this month. And I'm going to make it this month, regardless of world conditions.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of strength, mental strength, to keep yourself in line.
You're right. Exactly. Hey, yo, listen, I see this is like this right here. The movement, right? Bro, I see it like this right here. Like, I've been locked up, right? I've been in prison, right? Like, when you come home from prison, right, you got a goal, you got something you're trying to, you say, well, I ain't going to do this and that and third, right? But it's like, when you come home, right, everybody doing the same shit they was doing before you got locked up. So if you don't stay focused, then you will be doing the same, right back the same thing they doing. And your objective that you had, you done forgot all about it because everybody's still doing what they was doing, but you said, I'm not going to do that. But coming around and everybody doing it, you can't find nobody to get on your team. You will fall back right into the same shit. But listen, not knowing if you stay persistent, then you'll start a whole new team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you stay persistent, you'll start a whole new team, bro. Somebody going to follow you, yo. You don't got to have 100 people. I'm just saying, if you stay on your objective, then... But it's hard, bro, because the mind, it's a mind thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like, man, I can't make it easy. They ain't trying to help me. They ain't trying to. So, but you know, everybody's still doing their thing. They ain't trying to do, yo, bro, you just got to stick to your grind. Don't worry about everybody else. Like, no, people call me selfish. Because, like I tell my baby mama, listen, I love my kids, right? But I love myself better, more. And listen, my focus is on me. I'm first. Yo, listen, because if I do everything the kids want to do, we'll be running around playing all day. Where the fuck the money going to come from? You feel
right.
What I'm saying? How are we going to get the money? So, listen, I got to put myself
bread.
Number one in order to make sure that when they
be able to provide,
I can provide it for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Right.
So,
all right,
I
man.
Mean, yeah, okay, you already know.
I
but,
know.
All right, man. When are you going to do some more live? I missed your show last Sunday. I was working.
Yeah, you wasn't on it. We're going
to
do that once a month. Once a month. We're going
to
do it again in a few more weeks.
So
I'll see the invite. Yeah, I'll send you the files that everybody got. I got to send you the stuff.
Man, I'm happy.
Yeah. I thought I did. I thought I sent you something.
I talked to you. You remember you called me, you asked me that, I get your email. I told you I was on a food truck. I was kind of busy.
Oh yeah, I sent you the stuff we talked about. I think I sent it to you.
No, I haven't got anything from you though. No, you haven't. You didn't.
I did.
You're a busy man.
I sent it to
you.
I don't be
trying to worry you because I know enough people to be doing this shit. So, but
yeah, I do that. I sent it to you.
Let me ask you a quick question, right? Listen, with my POA, right? I did it in my county. Listen, I sent this to them February the 24th, right?
You haven't responded yet?
Last week, last Wednesday, I think it was, I did it over, and I sent it to another county. I don't know.
You can do it in any county.
So
they send you your old one back.
Not yet. The other county, like I said, last Wednesday. I'm hoping I get it back this week sometime, this week, before Friday. Because he
told me. I know in Mecklenburg County, even though we got the shutdown, you can walk in there with it.
Oh, word. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm out here Wake. I did it in Wake. I did it in the next little Justin County. It's like a little small, like,
Wake County is pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering why I haven't got it back yet, but maybe they bagged up. But, you know, a lot of stuff going on out here, too. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Let me get this guy. I know he's anxious to ask this question. All right, dude, I'll get it to you later on, all right?
Okay, not a problem. Have a good night, sir.
All right, you too. All right, let's get this brother. He's anxious to ask his question. 612-458.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Peace, how you doing?
Doing good. What's your question?
I was wondering about when people are born outside of, the geography around, United States, continental, or any of the states, rather, or maybe particular island that's close by that could be like a territory or something. When it's when they're born, let's say in South America or Africa, what can you say about them in relation to some of the things that different topics?
Let me ask you. You're asking me what is their nationality?
Well, no, I'm not saying what is their nationality, but is there any, incompatibility with some of the stuff you're doing for them? They can't
depends
do it,
on
right?
if they live here or not. Are they living here? What are they doing? Where they live? It depends on where
live. Yes, if they live here, right.
If they're from South Africa, they live here now, and are they citizens or not citizens? Do they got a green card or not a green card?
It's both. I know people in both scenarios. And I don't.
They don't. If they have a green card, they can't do anything. Nothing they can do. If I was them, I wouldn't become a U.S. citizen. I remain the same, keep renewing that green card, because they're not a U.S. citizen until they take an oath to be one. Now, if they came in and they took the oath to be a U.S. citizen, they can redo their passport as a national. They can do that. I have a couple of people that have done it, and they got a passport doing it in my process. They can still do it. But they have to have that, have taken an oath as a U.S. citizen first in order to switch it over to being a national.
Okay. Cool. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Let's go to 973573.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a question as well on the passport process. I actually tried to call you 2 weeks in a row, and it seemed like you finished the questions. I don't know if my hand wasn't showing or what. But
really?
I had took my yeah. You'd be like, all right, well, that's it for the questions. I'm like, man, can you see my hand? So I don't know if they were taking me down or what.
I didn't see it. Maybe I overlooked it. That's possible, but I don't, you know, I try to get all the calls.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm the one that had talked to you a few weeks back, right, when they first stopped doing the express passports, what you could put in to get it quicker.
The expedited,
Yeah, I took my cousin down there. He submitted his, right? And I drove him to the place where I took mine because you don't need an appointment at the post office. So to make a long story short, when I picked him up, well, when he came and got back in the car, we was leaving, he said the lady, she took his statement, his explanatory statement and everything. He said she struck a line through, you know, what he had down for the address that you tell us to do on the webinar. And she wrote in his
you don't let them deface your application. You're signing that, not her.
Right. See,
you're
that's what I was saying. Right? So you're going to have to do
you
it.
You don't let them do that. That's not her, that's outside of her authority. She's not approving the application.
Right. That's
you
what
know.
I was saying. But he let her put it through anyway like that. So is he going to have
that's
to do it over?
Him. Yeah. I would.
Okay, because she took this. I don't know if the explanatory statement was or the fact that she put down that he had a address. She put his mailing address down as his address. She put a line through it.
Nah, that's not her job. She said, tell her to leave it. Now, the mailing address needs to look, it should say in care of in the mailing address.
Right.
So when you get to the zip code, put zeros there.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how it's supposed to look. They know where to mail that stuff to. You know, they know it. They know the Department of State know how to mail it, just like I teach it.
Right now, that's my only reason I had a problem with that is the same place I went. I'm like, what if she wrote the line through mine after I left? Because I'm still waiting on mine to come now in the mail.
Well, they're not supposed to do anything, change anything after you left. That's fraud, right? Because
you're
signing an oath saying that everything on that application is correct. They're not supposed to touch it. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that it? That's all you had?
Yeah, that was all. I wanted to ask you that a couple weeks ago.
Y'all got to stop letting these people deface your stuff, man. You know, don't let them. They're not your boss. Like, yo, don't touch my application. I didn't ask you to do that. You know, thinking too much. All right, bro. Let me move on. Peace.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, he's probably going to have to do a new one. Definitely. All right. 484-695.
Good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. I had a few questions
Good.
That I'd like to schedule a consultation for, but I've had some problems in the past on my end where, the format of the time where we had to reschedule. Because I was not, I was seeing as Eastern Standard Time, so I just want to make sure if I schedule right now when we're off the phone, and I email you, I need like just the confirmation of the time on the East Coast here up north.
Okay,
that's all.
Everything
else can be done.
Where are you right now? Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania right now.
So the time would be the same. So whatever time you schedule it for, it'll be the same. Because I'm on the East Coast, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it's whatever time you schedule for, it's going to reflect. We're going to be on the same time zone.
That sounds great
to
me.
Yeah, you can go ahead and schedule it.
All right. I don't know what kind of setup you're at right now. Are you aware? I just need a few minutes to get to that. Are you aware that you have any times available still for tomorrow? Or just I'll check it.
So I'm checking right now. I think I'm pretty much open tomorrow. I'm open. If it'll let you schedule it, because sometimes it don't let you schedule a day before. But if you go there now, wait a minute. Oh,
I'm trying to.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I got a couple tomorrow. I got two tomorrow. Yeah, so you still got time. It'll be 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I still got some spots open tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm pulling up right now. I see.
Yeah, if you go for tomorrow, you should get a spot.
Actually, no, I'm not. Yeah, I got nothing. I can't see anything.
It's not giving you anything?
No. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the 8th. No. Date is unavailable.
What's going on? Is it showing on? I got some spots here. Just book it for Friday, then I'll reschedule it for tomorrow. What time? Let's do, you could do 1:30 tomorrow, Eastern time. So when you book 30. It, I'll go and put it on the schedule.
Okay.
All right.
1:30. All right. I'll do that right now.
Straight now. I'll just fix that when he ordered it. He probably should have refreshed his browser because I think I got some spots he could just pick. But all right, it's 8:28, and remember, if keep your mind right. Don't let those evil thoughts come in, those fearful thoughts about uncertainty about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't let it get in there. I am going to end the show right now, 8:29. Wait a minute. I had something I wanted to say about the Bible. So all of those that jumped off, you're going to miss this. Let me tell you a secret about the Bible that most people have not noticed. All of the names in the Bible are in all caps. They are in all caps. That means that's an alias. And with that being said, I am out. I'm not going to lie. I know some people got some questions. Like, what do you mean I can't? We'll talk about it another time. Yeah, all those apostles, all caps. Showing you. Those are basically 10 names. And I know some of you hard-nosed Bible thumpers will not agree, but I'm not talking to you guys because I'm talking from the point of view of the secret things of God. See, Jesus had told me, I got other things I got to teach, but I can't teach it to everybody. He said that. All right, and with that being said, peace. I'm out.
You think you know how the world works?
Peace to the gods.
What if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
Parasite Radio.
This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything does. Not everything has to. Through the mystic arts, we harness energy and shape reality.
At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We travel great distances in an instant.
do I get from here to there?
Parasite Radio.
Study and practice. Here's the business.
There's a strength to him.
But is he ready?
Peace to the gods.
Be careful which paths you travel down, Strange. Stronger men than you have bust their way. I am death and pain. You'll die protecting this world. I can't do this. There is no other way.
The information station. Changing the nation.
I spent so many years peering through time.
Looking for you.
Tune in to Hindsight Radio.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, help us
Radio. I represent it. The information station changing the nation.